Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Two things we're asking you to do at the moment. Firstly, if you like what we're doing on Adept English, then please like us on Facebook. And secondly, if you know anyone else who's learning English, tell them about us. Using Adept English can really help people to learn English quickly, at least much more quickly than using traditional methods of learning a language. Right at the moment, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's flu season. When I say the Northern Hemisphere, that means the top half of the Earth, the top half of the world. If you imagine our planet, planet Earth, cut in half horizontally, so with a flat line through the middle, whatever is above that line is the Northern Hemisphere, and whatever is below that line is the Southern Hemisphere. The word flu is really influenza. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, it's an illness, a virus. And flu viruses are called things like H3N2 or H1N1. I'm sure you've all had flu at some point. You'll see it written in English as flu, F-L-U, and sometimes with an apostrophe in front of it. Have a look at the transcript if you're not sure. You can spell it with or without the apostrophe. So it's flu season at the moment in the Northern Hemisphere, and when the seasons change and winter moves, it'll be flu season in the Southern Hemisphere. So, for example, peak flu season, that means the time of year when there is most flu, is August if you live in Australia, and it's February if you live in the US or the UK. So, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, I'm slightly ill this weekend. I don't think it's actually flu, more like a bad cold. There is a difference. If you have flu, then you're probably going to be in bed, suffering with a high temperature. Now, every year, scientists try to stay ahead of the flu virus and try to develop vaccinations against it. A vaccination is when you go to your doctor, and he or she gets a needle and puts it into your arm and vaccinates you. This means that you're less likely to get a certain illness. So each year around the world, new flu vaccines are developed. The flu virus is very difficult to make a vaccine for. It mutates all the time. The verb to mutate means to change. Something that mutates, it's like you think you know what it looks like and then it changes and becomes something different. And this means that your immune system, the system in your body which protects you from illnesses, your immune system will often recognise a virus if you've had it before. Your body knows how to fight it. But because the flu virus mutates, it changes, it's much harder for your immune system to protect you. And even vaccination can't protect you against it so well either. New vaccines are developed every year, but it's hard to predict which flu viruses will be the most common in the coming year. So quite often they get it wrong. But they always say that a flu vaccination or a flu jab, as you'll hear it called in the UK, will give you some protection. Apparently, a virus is able to mutate more in one day than human beings did in several million years. So it's quite a battle. But scientists are working on what they call a universal vaccine, which will work against any flu virus. And the hope is that flu may eventually be eradicated. That means got rid of, stopped, ended. like we've done with diseases like smallpox. That wouldn't be great for pharmaceutical companies, those that make Sudafed and Vicks and other medicines, and probably not great for the makers of products like Kleenex. But can you imagine for the rest of us? Can you imagine never ever having flu again and it just not existing? Sounds good to me. And imagine the boost to the world's economy, all those days off work saved. Apparently, this season is worse for flu than previous ones because there is a lot of H3N2 around. That is one of the more virulent viruses. A virulent virus, that means a strong one. A virulent virus is difficult to kill, and if you catch it, you're likely to be more ill than with other flu viruses. For most people, catching flu just means a few days off work. But for some people, usually the old and the young, or those with other illnesses, which might make breathing more difficult, catching flu can be quite dangerous. When more people than usual catch a virus, it's called an epidemic. When even more people catch it and it's spread over a wide geographical area, like a whole country, it's called a pandemic. The last global pandemic was the Hong Kong flu in 1968, which killed approximately 1 million people. The Asian flu pandemic, 1957, started in China and is meant to have killed between 1 and 4 million people. Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919 killed between 50 and 100 million people worldwide. So flu can be very serious. It's a bit scary when you think also that travelling by plane, flying, is one of the main ways in which viruses like flu travel around the world. And of course, there's a lot more airline travel now than when those flu pandemics happened. But obviously, most people don't die when they catch the flu. It just means a few days off work. Now, the best way to avoid flu is to keep washing your hands. Stay away from people's tissues and wash your hands frequently to avoid transferring the virus. Apparently, the flu virus can live up to 48 hours on hard surfaces and up to 12 hours on tissues or clothes. And sneezing, so that's the verb to sneeze, when you go, achoo. If you see someone sneezing, hold your breath and perhaps walk out of the room. If someone sneezes, they can shoot the flu virus up to 8 metres. Yuck. And there is a link between the year you were born and how good your immunity to different types of flu is. Apparently, if you're over the age of 57 years, you have some immunity to H1N1 type flu. If you have immunity, it means you don't get ill with that particular virus. People born before 1968 were, in an experiment, in a study, 75% less likely to be very ill with H5N1 and were 80% less likely to die from it than those people who were younger than this. But people born before 1968 have little immunity to H7N9. At the same time, people born later than 1968 have good immunity to H7N9, but not H5N1. This seems to mean that whatever type of flu was going around when you first caught flu, or when you were a child and your immunity was developing, this is the type of flu which you have the most chance of resisting. This is the type of flu for which you have the most immunity for the rest of your life. Anyway, that's probably enough talk about flu. You're probably glad that you're not in the same room as me about to share my virus. If you are suffering from flu, then look after yourself and I hope you're feeling better soon. And if you're not, keep washing your hands and avoiding those people who are sneezing. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.